All right, today's email comes from Leo, and it reads, in recent interviews, Kirk Franklin said that Christianity's subculture made him question if God was even real. How do you feel about that? I found his answer honest, and I felt the same way. You? From Leo. You know, to everything that's genuine, there's a counterfeit. There's a counterfeit to everything that's true. And the counterfeit is to make you believe that it's the genuine article, although it doesn't have the same substance. And when you find counterfeits, there's flaws in it. There are things in it that devalue the true genuine article. If you have a counterfeit $100 bill, it looks like it, but the flaws in it makes it invalid. And whoever has that counterfeit bill has lost $100 because it'll be confiscated and it will hurt that person's economy. It's the same thing with the subculture or the dogmatic culture that's come out of Christianity. Stuff that man did, man made, and man validated and man established in order to make their way right. But the only true way is the way of Christ. And sometimes people can get very hurt, very disillusioned by this false subculture that twists the Bible and turns people into things that the Bible does not approve of. A subculture that deals with works instead of grace. A subculture that deals with how you dress instead of how you live. A subculture that deals with whether you speak in tongues rather than speak to people and love on them. You know, a subculture that tells you that this denomination is right, that denomination is right. Well, there are no denominations in heaven, and there really should be none here on earth. These subcultures are the things that divide us. The subculture of the black church, the subculture of the white church, the subculture of the Hispanic church. There are no ethnic divides in church. There are no ethnic divides in Christianity. We're all one body. And when we get back to the genuine article, the genuine Christianity, which is based on the love of God, we'll see people healed and not hurt. I hope that helped you. Never blame the true Christ and true Christianity for what some have done in erroneous behavior. Never blame the whole body of Christ. Hope that helped you, Leo.